apology doesn't always mean you are wrong and the other person is right. It means you value your relationship more than your ego. Hi there, this is Sri Kumar with another episode of The Critical Dialogue. And today I am going to explore just how important is an apology. How do you turn a critical dialogue to a more meaningful one? I remember one incident in office where there was an impending senior management visit along with one of our client representatives. This account was very crucial for our company as they contributed a significant amount to our bottom line. Our boss gave us a whole lot of tasks to complete before the D-Day. Our team had burned the midnight oil in getting things ready and waited with excitement to showcase our capabilities both to the client and to our management team. The day arrived and the client and our team were first involved in a long closed-door meeting with our boss. Our excitement turned to dejection when post that meeting, our management team as well as the client left the office without meeting us. And our boss, after sending them off, got back to his seat and started to work as if we didn't exist. All of us were fuming and wanted to know what happened and why we were not met by the client and the management team. We confronted our boss, and what really irritated us was the way he responded. "Hey, I didn't find the need to let you know at this moment. It was not as important. And I thought it is not appropriate now to come and tell you what transpired in the meeting." This is where it started to get ugly, and we shot back, "Next time we are not going to burn the midnight oil and do an overnighter. And this is the last time you will have us do this for you. You know, we worked so hard and you didn't even bother to come by and let us know what happened." This seemed to be going nowhere as he immediately shot back, "Hey, you guys don't have to tell me how to run this show. I'm the one who decides, and I'm clear that it was the most appropriate thing to do at that time, that of not making them stay longer and have a conversation with you guys." This response clearly indicated that the boss here has taken the confrontation as a show of disrespect by his team on his judgment of the situation. The dialogue had quickly turned critical and heading towards conflict. A similar dialogue at home when I returned home late from work, as we had a huge crisis to be dealt with in office. It was both mentally and physically exhausting. The moment I entered home, you know, my wife shouted, "I've been waiting here like an idiot, thinking that you will come early today and take me out on a promised date. And here you are, who didn't care to even inform me that you will be late. You never keep your promises, and this is the last time I'm believing you." This dialogue was also turning critical. As always, I shot back in defense. "Oh, please give me a break. I'm already exhausted dealing with all that is happening in office. And now I have you to contend with at home." Both these instances will tell us that when the dialogue gets critical, it's the type of response we give or get during such conversations which make it more meaningful. In both instances, you will find that the parties involved, that is the boss and the team, spouse and yourself, the outbursts, were an indication that all of us felt violated. And all we were doing was fighting for some respect. people do feel hurt. Come to think of it, the best option is for us to step out of the content of the dialogue for a moment and see what caused this aggressive response in them. An apology would have done a world of good and moved the dialogue into a more meaningful understanding of each other. An apology which sincerely expresses your regret in your role to have caused that hurt in others. The boss could have simply responded by saying, "Hey guys, I'm so sorry. I couldn't give you guys an opportunity to showcase your work after all the hard work you put in." This would have led the team to then calm down and start asking more meaningful questions, like, "Hey boss, what transpired in the meeting?" Similarly, I could have just responded with something like, "I'm so sorry. I know I screwed up and couldn't make it early, and I didn't call you, and that was worse. I couldn't extricate myself from this bloody mess in the office." Would have brought my wife to at least calm down and ask what happened instead of blaming me. In both instances, I felt an apology would have moved the dialogue from critical to meaningful. My wife keeps reminding me all the time that a sorry would help the situation than just attacking back. It irritates her that instead of showing some respect, I start to attack as a pure defensive mechanism. It then escalates into a full-scale showdown with no meaningful conclusion and a lot of hurt as residue. We seem to always get caught in the fight to win, and our ego adds fuel to the fire. The best way, therefore, is to sacrifice a bit of your ego by admitting your mistakes. Now I know we place high value to our ego. But whenever you give up something you value, remember you are rewarded with something even more valuable. That is a healthy dialogue and a better outcome. All it takes is an apology. Thank you for listening. This is your host Sri Kumar from The Critical Dialogue. Ciao.